Well, Joy, we've been saying this for a long time, and this is another reminder. The president is a white supremacist. We heard in Charlottesville our president is a terrorist sympathizer, and our president is a clear and present danger to non-white people in America. It's that simple. There's no reason to pretend that that's not what's going on. And what's important about this is not just how his heart feels, because I've never cared about that, and that's not what's important. This manifests in policy. This manifests in judicial policy. This manifests in immigration policy. This manifests in how this administration has dealt with American citizens in Puerto Rico who are dying because they don't consider them to be real Americans. Unless the Democratic Party realizes that this man is an enemy to non-white people in America, and this is not an exaggeration, everything in his rhetoric and policy has said so, we will be in danger as a sovereign nation. We have to recognize that this president has made it abundantly clear since he got into office, he does not want to make a space for non-white people to participate. Yes, there are some people who are not white who are in his administration, but policy-wise and rhetoric-wise, he's made it abundantly clear there is no role for brown, tan, yellow, LGBT people in the future that he wants to create in America.